you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to this bonus episode of Bead versus the Living Dead. Oh, wait wrong podcast.
What the fuck is this?
I didn't sign up for this.
Oh, sorry, wrong podcast. Sorry, everybody. Bead.
Come on.
The Tubi Tuesday podcast. Bleepy. Edit note, that was deliberate. I know what I'm doing. But sorry about that, everybody. I meant to say the Tubi Tuesday podcast, hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And of course, with me as always are my three co-hosts. First up, the always super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello. How dare you try to take over the Tubi Tuesdays podcast with your Bead vs. the Living Dead bullshit?
Indeed. I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. But
no, you don't.
Given the movie we're going to be doing show today, it only makes sense. It's basically cross promotion for me today for my show, Bead vs. the Living Dead.
All right, but we're done with cheap promos. Just come on, let's go. I'm ready to do
Colin,
this.
Listen. I haven't introduced you yet, so shut up. You gotta wait until I introduce you. Yes, sleep down. But anyways, also with us is our Canadian brother from another mother. He is the always awesome Professor Science Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Your tribal keef is here. Light us up. Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge you, tribal keef.
I acknowledge our tribal keef.
I'm recovered from last week's trial. Are you...
Yeah, well, I've recovered as well. It was an insane trial.
That was our craziest episodes yet. We've had some doozies.
Yeah, we've had a lot of crazy episodes, but that trial was just literally insane. I don't think any other trial out there is going to even measure to the insanity of what we
That
unleashed.
Was an episode where we could all look back and say, yep, that happened.
That's a thing that actually happened.
Exactly. And speaking of things that actually happened, with us, of course, is the American, not the American. That is, of course, Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Hi. I can finally talk and not get yelled at. Fuck, dude. Here you are doing shameless promos. Oh, no, we lost. Oh, there he is. Here you are doing shameless promos.
Yeah.
And fucking up our intro. And you're going to yell at me? Get out of here.
Yes.
What's wrong with you? You've been mean lately on the show, and I don't know if we can deal with this. We might have to have a fucking intervention for you.
I put Bead in this position because I picked the movie this week, and I knew he would plug his show at every chance that he got.
Exactly.
It's like if I did a raccoon show, a raccoon movie, and been like, oh, trashpandapodcast.com, like the entire time.
Well, you should. You should pick your... Whoever picks a movie that has a raccoon in it, Colin, you have to promote Trash Panda podcast throughout the whole
episode. 100%. I'll find a kid's movie that has some right. Oh, I'll do Pocahontas.
We're going to get sued. We're finally going to get, that's the episode that'll get us sued.
It's going to be one of those cheapo knockoff Pocahontas animations.
Yeah, it'll have, instead of Grandma Willow, it's like Grandpa like Rufus or something like that.
Well.
Grandpa Sycamore.
Yes.
Well. Aren't exactly. you John Smith?
Now, of course, everyone's probably wondering, why am I cross-promoting with my solo show, Bean vs. the Living Dead? There is a good reason for that. And of course, it is courtesy of our Canadian brother, Batch. Batch, it is your pick for the show this week. What is the film you have chosen for this episode? And why am I promoting my podcast on it?
Well, additionally, we were going to do Red State, which I think is going to be our new white whale for this podcast. We're always going to get to do Red State, but something happens. So I chose to do The Dead Next Door because I want to hear you plug your shit every possible time because you can't help yourself, Bean. That's what we love about you.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm going to be promoting the shit out of Bean vs. the Living Dead because I want more listeners, guys. I'm not going to lie. I want everyone who listens to this show to go listen to that one, especially if you love all things Night of the Living Dead. But we're talking about The Dead Next Door today, which yes. I have seen previously. So
do you agree this is going to be one of those type of episodes? Like this movie
definitely. It's going to be one of those episodes.
This is a Tubi fucking Tuesday movie.
I'm almost ready. I will be ready in like 10 minutes. Hold your horses.
Colin's getting his fucking
side ready. That's why we pregame, Colin.
Listen. I pregame my whole entire life, so we'll be all right. Marcy's like, be quiet, Colin, so we can start this movie, please.
No, I just wish I had more weed to smoke, but unfortunately, I just have to remain at this medium level right now.
I will put some through the Kakor gate for you.
Yeah, if I could do that, I would, but...
You know, and also to answer your question before, Colin, why am I being mean so far this year? It's because this year it's Beads time. Remember that, people.
It's Beads time. Beads time.
Do you know what I have to say about that, Bead?
you should just start walking around like this and being like, it's Beads time.
Like I was
Vader
expecting...
used to do.
Marcy, I was expecting Adam Copeland to tell me to. I was expecting Adam Copeland to tell me to go fuck myself, but all right.
I mean, he still can. Hold on, he's ready for it.
I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself.
I'm gonna fucking die this episode. This is gonna be great.
Well, we might as well, before Colin has another heart attack, we might as well get straight to the episode. Now, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film The Dead Next Door, and from based on what I've read, it is on Tubi everywhere, so it is easy to find, and it's also out there on physical media as well. So we're going to start the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion, so if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Yes.
But and once the ads are finished, Batch will play the sound effect again, but we'll also make sure to give a time
or something
as
completely
well.
Different.
Exactly. Yes. It can be any sound effect, so you're never quite sure. But
yeah,
we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way we still be in sync with the film. However, if you're not interested in watching The Dead Next Door, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to, regardless.
Reckon.
We'll wait.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
We'll wait till reckon.
Oh, we can wait.
We can wait. I'll wait for Batch.
Yeah, we won't edit this. This is tight.
Let's just wait for the Batch.
I mean, I'll decide when I'm in the editing booth, but we have lost Batch on his pick, which has happened on occasion. Yes.
It's happened. Things happen. You just got to roll with it.
We know that, like, Craven has fucked up his computer.
Yeah. Probably blue screened him. It's too much of that fucking corn he watches. Fucking Craven, I swear.
He's blue screened, so.
Yeah.
we may as well just get started and go from there, I guess. Because whether or not he can come back, I don't know.
All right, we'll go ahead and we'll just go without him, and he'll just jump in when he's ready. Alrighty. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready? Are you ready for some Bead vs. the Living Dead cross promotion with the Dead Next Door?
Fuck yeah, bro. Let's go.
Let's go,
Batch.
Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
There we go.
Crickets chirp, zombies growl, heavy footsteps.
Already gold.
I think we need to come up with another award this year. Best closed capture.
Best
subtitle to the movie.
I mean,
way too many this year.
What's the name would win by landslide? Fungicide.
Fungicide.
Mushrooms groaning.
Because it had the mushrooms groaning.
J.R. Bookwalter, bruh.
Bruh.
Akron, Ohio. Oh my god. Spring.
Where's that?
In Ohio. I'm just hearing lots of moaning and stuff.
Oh, there's some Evil Dead shit going on here.
Yeah, literally. And now it's Night of the Living Dead. Hold on. Before Batch does anything, I gotta add him to the fucking recording because you gotta do several steps on this thing.
Dang. Oh god.
Okay, hopefully that's
worked. Get out of here.
Hopefully we have Batch. Hopefully.
I see him.
It's not coming up on my fucking recording. There we go.
There we go.
Hooray!
I can't hear him.
Oh no, did I accidentally mute him? No.
Oh shit. Why is that zombie got a gun?
This is not a zombie.
I don't know. I can't hear Batch. Corey Haim?
Is that Corey Haim?
Looks like Hayden Christensen turned into Corey Haim.
Oh my god,
haircut.
I thought it was Corey Haim.
One, two.
Oh, there
we go.
You're back.
There we go.
You're back.
And you're coming through on the recording.
Okay. Before they eat you and your penis.
Fucking Craven fucking up your computer again.
Goddamn Craven, man.
I'm a zombie and I will eat your penis.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
Damn.
Yes.
Corey Haim's dead again.
Yeah, Corey Haim. No, bro.
Came out in 1990. I never heard of this movie before. I just picked it randomly on Tubi one day.
Yeah.
Battle card.
Music and zombies growl.
Why does this music look pristine from 1990?
Well, it had a restoration, Marcy.
So Tubi has the restoration. Okay, this looks like crap, but yeah.
Look at that
maybe
video
it's he's out of... Yes. That was Batch back in the day at the video store.
That was me. That was me working at Blockbuster.
I'm not supposed to be here today.
And he borrowed Dawn of the Dead and Bede's gonna fucking freak out.
Oh, these zombies are making movies about themselves.
Yep. And to save Bede from doing some self-promotion, I was on the episode where we talked about the original Dawn of the Dead.
Indeed.
Look at that.
Where can people find this podcast, Bede?
You can find Bede vs. the Living Dead on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bede vs. the Living Dead podcast feed.
That's so tight.
That Jim Bede had blood in it.
Yeah.
That's popcorn.
I bet you an alcoholic would drink that.
I mean, blood has salt in it, so that makes sense it would be in the popcorn.
I'm thirsty.
In this universe, Dawn of the Dead is a movie?
Yes.
Yeah. And there are zombies.
Thirsty.
Can I not catch a break today with this dog?
No, definitely not.
Look
at this hillbilly hick.
What is this zombie?
Oh, no. Not.
I need to go check on what he's barking on. Hold on.
God damn it, I love Freddy. He's always interrupting shit. He's always just like, he's just pisses her off all the time. It's just the funniest shit. I love our animals.
Oh, that's a cemetery.
Just a random head falls out.
Ah, fasten your seatbelt.
Would you like to know? Would you like to know about our Lord and Savior Rob Zombie?
None of these extras got paid.
No, we got paid in food. We were speaking of
which, this the zombie is like ringing up his manager, so he could get paid.
Yes. The mayor, his brain was wonderful.
Look at that shirtless zombie.
Look at these poorly built zombies.
We want fast food. We want KFC.
I need the Slurpee. Need fried chicken. I'm thirsty. Whoa.
We need to bring back that gimmick of the fried chicken.
But we need to see fried chicken in movies again.
Excuse me, did we just miss the most amazing credit ever? Executive producer, the Master Cylinder.
I saw that. I was going to say something. That's what it's going to say when we do OnlyFangs.
OnlyFangs. But I want to be credited as Major Mind, so I could put it on IMDb.
You're so up yourself, Bede.
I know. I am.
Years later.
Somewhere in Virginia.
So they probably harvested.
Ah, so they're somewhere in Virginia, eh?
Zombie slaves and shit, bro.
Bede, stop being immature. Virginia is a state.
Yeah, vagina. We call it vagina.
Hey, Marcy, did you know that, yes, there is a Santa Claus, Virginia?
Yeah.
That's a zombie. A zombie puppet. A zombie.
It's a zombie. Yeah,
It's a scarecrow.
It's a scarezo.
A scarecrow.
Yeah, they're not that bad, but they're not good either. Let's not
waste our time with them. We will eat your pussies. Mercer,
check out the back of the We made the cats.
Them too.
Hell yeah, zombie squad.
They're zombie cops. Gosh.
Oh wait, that's off Sting.
They're just dudes that just go out.
That's the sting you get off Teemu.
Yeah. Sorry, I have cotton mouth, so I'm trying to like lick this joint and it won't work. Let's spread out.
Be careful. He wants to spread out, eh?
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh,
this is a body of evidence.
I'll be back.
Now it's Bede's turn.
What's he doing?
He's like, I think one of these zombies has their period.
The zombies. Yeah. Weirdest Zampax ad ever.
Yeah, I know, right?
They need Zampax.
Did you guys watch the pad commercial that I sent the other week?
Oh, yes.
It's a robot thing.
Yeah.
The guy puts the pads on and he's a robot.
Oh, that's a zombie. Look at that zuppet.
That zuppet.
He's like, well...
Well, the zombie is paid and shit, so at least it looks like years have passed.
Oh. That's sad.
Is that David Boreanaz?
I hope so.
What? Damn it.
How did it not kill him?
I don't know.
That doesn't kill these zombies.
Oh, he's like, shit. I gotta get my machete.
No, not Dad. No, Dad, don't do it.
Whoa.
He just has to give him a one-liner. The conversation.
Oh, he's still going.
It takes a minute. Oh, shit, Grandpa.
Whoa.
No.
Not Dad.
And then I got to choke him, and I'm going to give him one of these.
I'm going to give him one of these. Yeah, but what's your name? I'm going to give him one of those.
One of these.
Oh, shit, he's going to blow that fucker up with a grenade.
Oh, shit.
Open the window.
You know that guy. I trained that guy.
What is happening? Craven, explain this movie to me.
Okay, so these are zombie cops. They're called Zombie Squad. And they wear cool uniforms and they shoot zombies, but zombies don't die. We shoot them in the head in this movie for some reason. I don't know. Doesn't it know that?
Yeah, but didn't that guy get bitten?
Yes, he did.
I'm gonna have nightmares from this loser movie because of these special.
Why is he still doing that?
Why are you watching this movie? Fuck you, Batch, for making them to watch this movie.
We're on drugs.
And how many times has Bean plugged this podcast so far?
I may
have bet money on how many times he's going to plug his podcast.
Bro, what's the over-under? Because I'll put some money down. I'm for real.
Let's say 20 to 7.
27's the over-under?
Yeah.
All right. Who's keeping score?
I don't know. Listen. That guy's so dumb.
Well, lost his fingers.
And now he's gonna turn.
Here, I'll put a band-aid over that.
Yeah, I got this wash rag.
This cum rag.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the fingers coming out of his neck wound.
I see this movie's great. This is a fun movie.
She's like,
I agree, Craven. It's actually very clever.
So are you happy, son of a bitch? Oh, what's the sound of it?
10:55.
Craven, get away from the soundboard.
What does everybody want?
Head. I mean, what?
I hope you don't. I hope you don't blue screen.
You don't have the T60 Max Auto. This fucking car will take you all around Australia.
Yeah, Bucky, it'd be a shame if I press this button and make your computer blue screen again.
Craven, don't do that. You can do it after we record, all right, bro?
Stop being a menace.
That's what I do, man. It's my job.
What?
And hey guys, remember when I won the lawsuit last week and said that Louise almost executed before she escaped?
Finally! That's just for you, Craven.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, Craven.
I like this weird throuple. Yes. That's hot.
Although Craven, I honestly think you're gonna get yours one day with because it's just gonna happen. I can sense it in the air.
Oh yeah, everything's coming up, Craven. I was in the Spider-Man game. My movie's coming out a bit more soon. And it might actually not be as terrible as Madam Web.
The guy's called Raimi.
Raimi.
Well, I think there's a good chance the Craven movie will probably be better than Madam Web. They've delayed it again, from what I heard. It's December or something, November now?
No, it got moved up. It was January, but now I think it's December or November.
Oh, okay.
I think
something changed. Yeah.
Actually, you know who'd be the best person to ask about this? We should ask Russian Crow.
We should ask Russian Crow.
G'day, folks. It's me, Russian Crow, comrades.
Now you were in. You play Craven's father in the Craven movie, right?
That's correct. I play Craven's father, comrade.
So when's the movie coming out?
The movie's coming out in December, comrade.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. And also, I do want to state for the record, I'm very disappointed in my son, Craven. Louise was a very lovely girl. He treated her bad. And that's not the Russian way, comrade.
Russian way. What's the Russian way?
The Russian way is when you do it the Russian way.
I don't think you're Russian over there. Mr. Crow.
Well, according to the court transcript last week, Anastasia, you're not even Russian either, so I'm more Russian than you, comrade.
No, this is bullshit. I am Anastasia.
No, you're Anastasia.
There is no Anastasia. This FBI does not agent. Exist. No. You have to understand.
She's doing the Craven defense, just deny everything.
But you understand, when you go to the Red Room in Russia, you don't come back the same. You are that Russian.
True. That is true. Yeah. There is the Red Room.
Well, that is true, comrade. But anyway, so I got to get...
Split personality or nothing like that.
That's right. That's right. But anyways, though, I got to get going because I got to go exercise some demons because I'm also an exorcist in my spare time.
Bro. Are you the brocercist?
No, that's another guy. He's actually he's a friend of mine. He might come on the show a little bit later to talk to you. But anyways,
okay.
I'll talk to you all later.
I might have a demon I need to get exercised.
That's right, comrade. Comrade, out.
You're no comrade of mine.
Oh, shots fired.
Oh. Replacement? There's so many feuds on this show.
He's not a good man.
There's so many feuds on this podcast.
It should not be a beef on this podcast.
But we should not. It is, but he should not be bringing up trial of last week because that did not happen.
Oh, it's the White House.
How are those zombies unable to get over the fence?
They're zombies.
Yeah, but how come that one zombie was just sitting without its head, but moving, doing glass hands?
They did not have a permit to film there.
No.
No.
Or anywhere, really.
It was released in 1990, but when did they make it? Because it looks like it was made in the 70s.
Let me have a look.
Yeah, this movie's got to have trivia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The film, okay.
Let the dead walk!
Yes, they're zombie fucking protesters that are pro-zombie. This movie was ahead of its time.
See, this is what happens. These were the anti-vaxxers. They didn't take the vaccine. They died and came back zombies like, no, we ain't you. Go get the vaccine for the zombie prayers.
This is actually the protest to free Louise, but they haven't actually realized the trial happened and she's
the
on
trial's
the run.
Over and she's in the wind.
Yeah, she's on the run.
Yes.
They're actually lobbyists from the red wine and pumpkin pie lobbyist groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's some interesting trivia. Sam Raimi served as an executive producer on this film, and he is the Master Cylinder.
Ah.
Wow. And there's Evil Dead.
And there's Evil Dead, and a character was even called Raimi before.
I guess who does... All the voices are dubbed.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, dubbed over. And Bruce Campbell is the voice of the character of Raimi.
Oh my god, it is.
Wow.
That's like way too meta for me, man. Now you can't unhear it.
Fine Canadian Dr. Molson.
Dr. Molson.
Any other trivia?
I will look up. This is one of those cases where the film, like an Italian horror film, it was shot without sound, and then they basically dubbed it over in post.
Do you like what you see?
I'll repeat it.
We Same love time. What we see.
You want to touch what you see?
Yes, yes, we do.
Do you want to run through the zombie squad?
No, it's too small for me. I need at least another 10 inches on the zombie squad. Bring the window
down. Hashtag zombie squad.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Hashtag okay. Zombie Some squad. Of the main
Look
characters.
Look at this greaser.
Hi, I'm Officer Greaser. Oh, I'm going to run away. I need more oil in my hair.
I'm
gonna get the zombie cage.
Yeah. We got zombie.
We got a wowdy wowdy bunch.
We got a wild bunch over here. It's John Travolta.
Yo.
Oh my god, these zombies are so weird.
Did someone say New York, bro? Bro, it's
bro,
me.
Bro.
It's Danny the Brocercist, bro. Oh, he got his neck torn out by a demon, bro.
He just got Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, he did. Hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yo, bro. Listen, guys, bro. I'm Vince Rusevich's cousin. I'm a trained exorcist, even though I'm not religious or believe in God whatsoever. But I'm telling you, bro. Yes, I'm the Brocercist, bro. But I'm telling you right now,
These zombies have demons in them, bro. I'm going to have to exercise them, bro.
How are you going to exercise them, though?
First of all, bro, I needed some Gatorade. I'm going to put some Gatorade on all of them, marinate them with the Gatorade, and then also I'm going to take a sniff of cocaine. Give me 1 second. And then also, bro, I'm going to get Colin to be the cylinder, the master cylinder for the demons. So I'm going to get the demons out of the zombies, bro, and exercise them into Colin, bro, so he can have the bro demons, bro.
I need all
the Bruce Campbell. Did that look like Bruce Campbell, bro?
Dr. Savini.
Dr. Savini.
That's his name in the movie?
Yeah.
Is Tom Savini voice Dr. Savini?
All the characters in this movie, bro, are all named after horror directors, bro.
Bro.
Exactly. But anyways, bro, I'm going to go exercise these demons. It's going to take a lot of hard work because these zombies have got the demons in them, bro. Or as I like to call them, demons. So Zemans. I'll talk to you all later. See you later, bros. Bye.
Boy.
Who the fuck was that?
We have way too many characters on this show.
Look at that beefcake.
Hot.
Why did he just write on his hat?
I like that it's just written on. He just like put a. I want to also kind of pause this movie so I could see what it's written on the hat.
It says, once I thought I was wrong, but I was mistaken.
So basically, that's Craven's motto.
Yes. That's Craven's trucker hat.
Yes.
This redneck is hella smart.
Hello. Oh, it's a Ninja Terminator Tubi.
It is. Hungry. Feed me. Brains, please.
Did someone say tongues?
No.
Yep.
They just need to go to Ohio to get. No. Alright, bees just appeared on my end.
Yeah.
I can hear you, but it's not picking you up in the recording for some reason.
Uh-oh.
Now you're back.
Everything is jacked up.
Jacked up.
I blame the zombies. I blame those demons that Brosis's guy was talking about.
Get the demons out of your ass.
Get them out of your ass. It does take too long. That's what she said. But with all the corpses that die off every day, the remaining
ones infect new people, making things a bit more difficult on us all. Wow, you've just explained how viruses work.
That is how zombies work.
Yep. That's not going to help us militarily, you
know. True. Shut up, Bruce Campbell. Okay, this, according to IMDb trivia, this entire movie was shot on Super 8 film.
That makes sense.
It's a tug.
Far out, bro. Bruh.
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 It might have been Toby the Ghost's old tug before he died.
I could, that looks like Toby's.
Yeah, it's moving like a dick.
So, from this movie's, logic or whatever. So,
yes.
If you're infected with the zombie virus,
oh no!
Every part of your body is
he's dead.
Alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Feed me, Seymour.
That's not gonna do anything, bro. He's already
even
infected.
If a tongue has the zombie virus, it'll still like move around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that dude's that's got why, a bowl haircut.
That's why
there's a lot of bowl haircuts.
Oh, so that's why,
it's a fucking nerd.
That's why it doesn't work when you shoot him with that.
That makes sense.
It's a fucking nerd.
Fucking science nerd.
He's allowed to be a science nerd.
How come we haven't done Revenge of the Nerds yet on this podcast?
Because it's not on Tubi.
It might be on American Tubi. I think it was.
Let's do the sequels. Let's do Nerds in Paradise.
Yes.
Do they have a space one? Because I'll totally do a space
one. They should have had one.
Nerds in Space.
They couldn't film that movie in 2024 because the nerds would be the bad guys, and then the jocks, the alphas, would be the good guys.
Ooh, that could be the remake we could make. The jocks are actually the heroes. At least in my version of the story.
Yes.
You got to get over this weird fetish with the nerds and stuff, babe.
Well, Marcy, ever since I got turned into a nerd last week, I just hate nerds even more now.
They do not have it, but they do have Porkies. Meatballs.
Yes.
Porkies was the original Hard Canadian 30 movie.
Yeah. Yes. Revenge of the Virgins.
Yes.
A Beginner's Guide to Sex.
It needs to watch that.
Oh.
Me too, dude.
Gotta punch you in the face, zombie bro.
Yeah.
There's the processist with his glasses and cocaine.
Yes.
Big surprise, the zombies ate the protesters.
Yeah. This is what's gonna happen in America with all these protesters.
I think he's in there. Shit.
Oh, Mr. Mom is on here. Yes.
And we've lost Colin.
Why? What happened?
Oh, no.
You're down the Tubi rabbit hole.
I know, dude. I'm gonna have to watch some shit tonight when I go to bed. Baby cat? What the fuck is that?
Did somebody say, oh, hello, everybody?
Toby!
What's up, dude?
Guys, I've been busy. I actually hurt my back over the last few days.
Because
I guess you and Louise, right? Yeah. That's gross, but...
Yeah, I mean but actually it was more to do with like carrying Ninja Terminator 2 out of the courtroom the other week.
And his wheelchair and everything.
Exactly. Okay, like, motherfucker. Well, I mean, it's very, like, I'm used to carrying Louise because she's a very light woman, but when carrying Ninja Terminator 2 and his wheelchair, it just like hurt my back, and which I didn't even think was possible since I was a ghost.
Well, you know why? Because you were so dehydrated, because that was a lot of ectoplasm.
Well, that would explain, because
a lot.
I mean, that is true. And also, by the end of all of it, I was literally like a piece of string due to how much ectoplasm I unleashed. And that dude there looks like Stephen King.
I think that's intentional.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
But, I guess in a way, since I'm all ectoplasm now, I can't even, like, unleash any this week. So I guess you guys are safe.
Oh, thank good. God. Thank God you're drained, bro. I couldn't deal with that.
Indeed.
And this is the least sexy movie as well.
I mean, all these zombies are, like, all these people are already in the afterlife with me at the moment because they're zombies now.
Yes.
And I can tell you one thing.
No, they're not. They're not with you.
Yeah, they are. All the souls of these zombies are here in the afterlife with me, and they do not approve of the zombies eating people.
Do zombies and ghosts have sex?
I'm not going to confirm or deny that's actually happened, but...
they do stay stiff for long periods of time.
I mean, that is true. And believe me, like, even though I know a couple of female ghosts who have gotten with zombies who died when they still had their erections, and that's another term for stiff right there.
I guess you should have one of these.
Wah, wah. Oh, that was a good one.
But anyways, though, I gotta get going because I gotta still keep carrying Ninja Terminator 2 around because... We gotta go find Louise, because ever since she ran out of the court, she's somewhere out there, and I still don't know where she is, so I'm gonna have to keep finding her, so she and I...
Oh, you're not together!
I mean, we decided to split up, not break up, split up, so that way the cops are off our trail, but she forgot to tell me exactly where we were gonna meet up, so I'm gonna go meet up with her very soon. If you guys hear anything, if you guys hear anything, let me know, because I need to know.
Oh, it's your train.
But anyway, Oh, yes. But anyways, though, just like this train, I need to go let off some steam, so I'll talk to you guys all later. Bye. Bye.
Isn't it funny how a whole bunch of characters always have to get going now?
Yes, they
are. Yeah.
It's almost like they just need to find a way to end their time on here, and then...
Oh, man.
4.9. Buy this ute. Marcy, buy this ute.
No, because I don't need to pretend I have a big dick.
Wait, they call
Speaking of big dicks.
Ooh, oh, my God.
I buy the big dicks I want on Wild Secrets.
Wild Secrets. Wild Secrets, you're back. I love you.
Are you
Did somebody say big dick?
That's like So, are you a zombie with a stiff? Well, you can get all of our products here at Wild Secrets.
You want to be stiff as a zombie?
Yes.
Use code Craven for 15% off.
Yes. Yes.
How do we get a promo code for Wild Secrets?
I don't know. They send me text messages every fucking day.
Oh, it's Rachel Dratch again.
Oh, yeah.
She said death.
No. Yeah. Ah, I'm scared. Hold me.
Oh, she's got. Oh, she's literally dead. She's got flies hanging around her head. Oh, wait a. American Home Shield.
Why is that on Australian Tubi? 27:42. I will be right back because I'm hungry.
Right, me too.
Just like zombies. Hungry like a zombie.
I know. I got these brains in the freezer, like. I'm so Oh no,
it's I should have expected you to pop in, baby Craven, now that Marcy's walked out of the room.
I come in peace, No, again, I'm not going to attack you at all. Are you back to normal? Because you scared me when you were a nurse.
Yeah, well, actually, not only am I back to normal now, baby Craven, I am a little bit more fired up. Let's just say I'm going to give you one of these, and also one of these, and one of those. I'm going to give you one of these, and one of those. Because you know why? I am still hankering for some spankering, baby Craven.
The good type of child abuse.
No, we don't approve of child abuse on this show. We have to draw a line somewhere.
Listen. I don't approve of child abuse, but if the child has a mustache, I think it's free reign right there.
That is true.
I'm sorry, Bede. I'm afraid I can't let you spank baby Craven.
Oh, look, Martha, you still left your switch on. Oh, hold on one second. Here we go. Off switch.
Bede, that's not a real thing, Bede. There's no off switch on Martha.
Oh, that zombie's flat.
Yeah, Martha can keep going all night.
Oh, it's
Martha doesn't have an off switch.
No, I'm sorry. I'm way too young for where this is going, so
Baby Craven, you just disappeared, bro.
Yeah,
I was actually going to discipline Bede for being so mean to the baby.
Ow!
Stop you that. Can discipline me, Martha.
Oh.
I will also discipline you, Hector the robot.
That is the hottest shit you've ever said. Let's
Holy
get
shit.
It on.
Batch, I think the robots have been watching Body of Evidence too much.
I pay too much attention to the naughtiness of that movie.
Yes, I learned a lot of new
Whoa.
It's
My tongue will go places anywhere now.
My robot vagina just came.
What? I will do all
What am
four
I watching
goals.
Here? I'm confused.
I don't know. I might have to. I get back to actually babysitting. I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah, stop having sex and get back to babysitting.
But
oh,
I will.
Oh, wow.
Tubi Awards right there. Lock it down.
Write
that
it down.
Should win the that should win the best hair award, but Bede, if you don't behave, I will give you that mullet for life.
Oh, okay. Well, I do need hair, so maybe that's a good trade.
That is true, but I don't know. It has to be terrible hair for you.
Martha does not have any hair, if you know what I mean.
It's steel wool.
Yes. It's gone from this has gone from body of evidence to row body of evidence.
Listen here. I learned a lot from that movie. I don't have the size of William Dafoe or Willem Dafoe, but I have the girth and I can do things with my mouth that no other robot can do.
Guys, he's been watching too much Girth Master. We need to stop.
He spins his tongue like an egg beater.
I will make you.
This is why I can't walk right now, and I might have to lay down.
You know, Hector, wait a second, Hector. You have your own off switch, too. Give me 1 second.
Do not turn.
It's in his butt.
Yes, it was in my butt.
Ew.
I loved it.
Did Bane just finger a robot's asshole?
I will make you leave an oil spot.
Clip it right there.
Okay. Time out.
I'm eating right now.
The robots are taking over. Oh!
I'm done.
Oh!
Hey,
Oh, shit.
This escalated quickly.
It does. Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Look at her hair.
What was that?
What is going on?
Me and my mullet are getting out of here.
So there is a cult that worships the zombies. So they come across them.
Oh. So basically, it was okay if we went from Red State because we got to another one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is essentially what is happening to Louise. She has a cult of people who think she's innocent.
Yes.
He got fucked up.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I thought we disconnected that line.
Hello?
Don't answer it. Don't answer it. Hi. Oh, fuck.
Louise, where are you? Where did you go?
Well, first of all, Marvin had to let him stop screaming.
No. He's dead. They have him. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they're still screaming, Louise,
I'm Marcy, and I said they haven't stopped screaming, so...
She's gone insane, Marcy.
Yeah. You might need to switch your red wine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's Louise Lasser.
No. Trace the call.
Hmm.
Rotary phones that are so old that they can't even
drink
them.
That's true. That is true.
I'll buy it for now.
It's got like an antenna, and it's one of those things you zip up.
My exact location, but let me just say I have a little church, even though I'm a nice Jewish lady. I have a lovely church. It's lovely. People here, and also the zombies here as well, which I find a little weird, but you know, if you want to believe. Oh, goodbye.
Are you at the church in this movie, Louise?
I don't know what you're talking about. It might be a different path.
Okay.
I don't know. Reverend
Jones. Is anyone named after horror movie directors? Carpenter.
Let's see, there's a Reverend Romero, and there's also Reverend Snyder. Also, there is, let's see.
Oh. Lloyd.
Like, he's very, very horny for me for that reason. I don't know why. He's helping to get things down so he can film it.
Oh.
Well, powers. I guess this is it. But anyway, give you the call. I'm so looking for me. So, find him the directions where to find me, but he doesn't know where I am.
No, he said he doesn't know where you are, and he's really struggling to carry Ninja Terminator 2B around.
Instructions on the ginger list, but I think things have gotten a little heavy
I don't know. I haven't heard from Ginger Lynn.
I don't know. You are leaving a lot of clues.
Also, prove my innocence. Murderer.
I don't know if that's actually going to happen, Louise.
I don't think that's true.
You'll be surprised, man. You'll be surprised.
Doctors are late. He had to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we have Batch back. Hooray.
Look, it's Freddy Krueger.
Where? I'm Bruce Campbell. What?
His zombies have puzzles. I mean, that's a good way to like make sure zombies don't bite. You just put puzzles on them.
Hmm. Have we tried that with Louise?
No, her and Ninja Turtle Mediator Tubi are into that type of stuff.
Yeah, they are. Especially the ones with the ball that goes in the mouth. I love you. It's okay, Tim Burton. We'll save you.
How come Louise doesn't have a muzzle? Didn't we try that?
Look at those glasses. Those sunglasses are so hot. I used to have a pair of those. How are you doing, Vincent?
Not well, Reverend.
The movie's halfway through.
Louise touched me and now I'm dying.
She spilled red wine.
It is weird. I can't see Batch in the room, but he's on the prism. I don't know what's happening.
I can see Batch from here.
Yeah.
Oh. And he died. Robert Smith is dead.
I can't hear Batch now.
Oh. And he's gone.
I'll do my best for the sake of the recording, and I'm eating things, and I apologize. Did you vote?
Always eat on this podcast.
I know.
I love it.
I don't eat on any podcast because I'm a professional, especially on my podcast, Beat vs. Living Dead, which you can listen to all podcast streamers everywhere.
Listen, the people love us. Who cares if we eat on the podcast? They love this show.
We're not going.
Oh,
what is going on here?
Ah, they got a sword.
What is happening?
Hi.
Hey guys, dinner's ready.
Whoa.
Oh. Long live the new flesh.
Great.
So, Pete, will you be covering this movie on your podcast?
Yes, I will be. But the thing is, though, I'm just going to like copy, just re-upload this episode onto my channel.
Right.
What, with all the robot sex and shit that's happened on this episode?
Oh, yeah. That's why it's called cross-promotion.
Oh. I'm hoping Batchy's back.
He is. I hear him.
I can't hear him.
Okay, he's back.
I can't hear him, though.
Shit. One, two, three, four.
Shit.
No, I'll go.
Oh, they're ripping him apart.
Yay.
They're tearing me apart, Lisa.
Hey.
Literally.
That is the awful blackface. You see that?
These zombies are racist.
Yeah.
And a random puppet.
Yeah.
There's that Zuppet again.
That's a Zuppet.
Oh, he's going to eat a rat. Oh.
It looks like one of those like claymation from ABC's of Death.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I was going to say, it looks like my ex-boyfriend.
Hey, Marcy, which one?
I know, right?
Oh. The zombie's a peeker.
It's all right. We're all
it's a peeping Tom.
It's cool.
It's Marcy, he's looking for boobs.
Marcy, it's not a peeping Tom. It's a peeping Zom.
A zeeping Tom. A zeeping
yeah, but that
Zom.
Guy's not a zombie. So
yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Bruce Campbell, yeah. Sam Raimi no, guy wasn't was a zombie.
Yeah, but the no. other one was that's a zombie.
Yeah, he. The
is the zombie the one who's peeping on him? Because I thought the cop zombie squad was peeping on him.
Yeah, no, they no. were, and he was peeping back at them.
Okay,
it's the peepers yeah. looking at the peepers.
Okay, see, he's sense. Peeping.
He's listening,
or he's just peeing. It's one or the other.
He's humping the wall.
Yep.
Mm. I was attached to the wall by his dick.
Yeah. Yes.
It's gone from yeah. another brick to the wall for another dick in the wall.
Oh.
Amazing that that fence is holding all those zombies back.
Right? That's like chicken also, wire.
This zombie apocalypse would be worse than Walking Dead because A, you'd have to deal with zombies in bad makeup, and B, the zombies are harder to kill.
Hmm. It's like the zombies in the first Return of the Living Dead film, because they were pretty hard to kill as well.
Louise Lasser! Louise is innocent! It's a conspiracy by the zombies who need to be let free, because it's really the zombie squad.
Second of all, we do not know that the zombies ate the Free Louise protesters. Because it's all a conspiracy by the government to tell us that the Louise is guilty. Well, we all know what's really Craven, so we want the Louise to be found innocent of all crimes and got Craven to be put into jail.
I thought we were trying to hunt Louise.
I mean, we are. We're going to hunt her down so we can prove her innocence.
I thought we were innocent of Louise.
We're crying all over.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna hug Louise because I don't want that belly that's on her head.
Oh, like that zombie had his head squashed.
Yeah. $50,000 for Louise Lasser and dead or alive. That's so funny.
Oh, dead or alive, so we can squish her head in and get the Louise. I like this idea.
Will it work? We can just squash somebody's head and say it's Louise, take the money.
And then we can still protest that she was innocent, and it's a conspiracy.
Nobody suspect us.
And also, I like the fact we're whispering with megaphones.
We're allowed to whisper.
I better turn it off.
We don't want people to hear our plans, so we better get out of here. We'll talk to you all later.
We gotta stop whispering in our megaphones. Free Louise, capture the Louise, my son.
Free Louise!
Those guys are totally confused.
Those second of all guys need to get their shit together.
They do. They're not like the first of all guys.
Yeah, they're second of all. They have no idea what's happening.
Completely different characters.
Yes. Yeah, the first of all guys had their shit together.
And they were assholes.
But they were dicks.
They got shot by the guard geese.
Yeah, the security geese. Dead.
Security geese.
Oh,
security
ad.
Geese. Oh, ad.
44-48.
So, do you have bad zombie breath? Well, use Listerine mouthwash. Then brushing and flossing alone. Complete the clean with Listerine. Listerine.
With an end of financial... I really want you to buy a fucking ute, Bede.
Tired of getting brain in your teeth? Use Listerine.
Yeah.
It's Listerine not... for zombies!
Oh, guys, look what I found. I found Ninja Terminator 2B's wheelchair.
Oh,
this is pretty comfy. I can do a wheelie. Watch.
Woo!
That's weird. I thought he took his wheelchair with him, but I suppose they left it behind. It was too heavy.
I had to clean all the ectoplasm off it. But I hosed it down. I called upon my skills I learned in a pressure washer game.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That game was the shit, bro.
Unless you're a zombie, then cop up an arm and a leg for this ute.
You can run over so many zombies in this ute.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, 4450. There we go. Zombie squad unit 205. This is Bruce Campbell. Over. Mm.
I never realized that was Bruce Campbell's voice when I watched this the first time.
Yes, over.
But once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
I know. It's all I can hear now.
It's all, yeah.
Mr. Raimi.
So far, this movie should be nominated for Best Hat and Best Hair.
Yes.
And Best Hair, yes.
And Best Zuppet.
Zuppet. Yes.
And Best...
And Best Subtitle.
Yeah, Best Subtitle.
Or we could we can nominate Bruce Campbell for Best Voiceover.
Oh.
That is true. Best dubbing.
Yeah, that is the Best Worst Dubbing Award, so he could be up for that.
Definitely. That Doctor Nerd looks like Stephen King Nerd.
It is Stephen King Nerd.
He just needs like, I don't know.
He looks like Eric's dad from that 70s show.
Like Red Foreman.
Yes. Dumbass.
Mullet again. Look at that mullet. It's amazing.
That's a really good mullet.
That's vintage Shawn Michael hair.
Freddy.
That's like Shawn Michaels post heel turn hair.
Yes. Uh-huh. Freddy, can you chill, mate?
Freddy wants to see the zombies and the mullet.
No, he doesn't. He wants to be annoying.
He wants to hump that mullet.
Yeah.
He might.
Hump the mullet.
Freddy, you have to be a good boy.
And Bats has gone again. Stupid Craven.
Oh.
Damn it.
I need to go. Get off, Freddy. I'll also be back in a second.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Bruce Campbell?
Yeah, Bruce Campbell. Leave the cats alone.
Bruce Campbell. All right. So now that Marcy's gone, I'm not going to get in trouble. That is really bad blackface. That's pretty racist.
I think it's green. I think it's green face.
Green face?
Yes. Oh. It's like a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, and I'm not Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Are you sure?
It looks just like him.
B, did you suddenly turn into a nerd again?
No, I hope not. Because
I came back and you suddenly sounded like a nerd.
I hope not.
Yeah, be nerd.
Marcy, stop yelling at me. Fuck me dead. I must be having the residual nerd effects from last week.
I might need to laser you again.
Oh, that's a lot better. Thanks.
Oh, damn it, Beat.
I blame Derek the Nerd Dalek for this.
All right, hopefully we got Batch back. I got to
try. That's four. That's a new record. Four blue screens in one podcast.
Damn. All right, you are back on the air.
I'm going to ship you. My extra Mac, because I'm not using it right now, and I'm not doing shit with it.
No, it's okay. I have my laptop here. I could, like, if I really needed to, but I could maybe use that. I just don't get the soundboard with that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, Batch, it's not a blue screen. It's a Craven screen. We all know who's the cause of everything.
I need to reprogram it so that way every time it blue screens, it's a picture of Craven just going, ha!
Yes.
I'm surprised it doesn't do that.
I'll write you some code for that. That's hilarious.
Just laughing and flipping me off like double.
Can we have that on all our computers?
Yes.
I'll make the art.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll write the code and I'll just fucking send you the program. You just got to keep it running.
Yeah.
Okay. Hands so off.
I like this hippie fucking cult member.
I was gonna say, is that Keech and Chong?
He's supposed to be Chop Top.
Oh no.
Let's get him. Come on, let's get him.
He sounded like
Lasser.
He sounded like,
the blue meanie.
Let's get him, guys. Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Look how, like, There's a lot of amazing hair in this movie, especially hers. Look at it.
It's beautiful.
It's 1990 here.
This movie is so fascinating because one second it looks really clear, then it's really grainy and...
It has everything.
And I never would have realized it was dubbed unless you told me.
I wouldn't have either. I'd have been like, why is Bruce Campbell in this movie? It doesn't even look like him.
Exactly.
Or I'd just be like, oh shit, he sounds like Bruce Campbell. That's tight. Serum.
Serum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it meant to be the serum to stop the zombie virus?
Yes, okay. But it doesn't work.
Isn't this movie like an hour and 8 minutes?
No. No, it's not.
It's an hour and 18 minutes. Oh no, this zombie's a heel.
Luther. It's somebody say zombies are heel. It's a me, it's a Mario Costolini.
Why would that bring you out?
Well, because, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that my ectoplasm, my pasta-tasting ectoplasm, is the serum for the zombies.
Oh, okay. Is that why it tastes like pesto?
Yeah, it tastes like exactly. Pesto. Exactly. Yeah.
That's why the zombies will eat it, because it tastes like a pesto.
And
that hippie is here with me in the afterlife, with me and Toby.
Hey.
Now, are you okay? Are you fully rehydrated after last week?
I have still a little bit of a string, but you don't have to worry about ectoplasm this week.
Well, that's a relief.
I got to watch a lot more Portolini so I can build up my ectoplasm.
So you were hanging with Chad then?
Yes, I went and bought some porno tapes from Chad, who buys porn. Yes.
Did Ginger Lynn also try to sell you some videotapes?
Yes, she did. And she gave me some murder-sizer tapes and also some murder-scissoring tapes, which are very helpful.
Hell yeah, murder-scissoring. Let's go. I'm going to watch that when I get done with this.
And I'm also going to get my ectoplasm built up again by watching Colin's weird video that he was interviewed on with that Brosis guy on that show the other day.
That was fun.
Because also, what he didn't realize is that I was actually possessing Colin's body that day. That's why I was exercised out of Colin.
Dude, I knew I felt more Italian that day.
Exactly, and that's why the Brosis is on here, this show now.
Oh shit!
We're gonna be talking about Colin on that show for years.
It's the zombie Ghostbusters.
It is
exactly. But anyways, though, I got to get to go, and because I need to watch some more Portolini, so I'll see you all later.
Portolini.
Oh my god! I need to make a pasta called Portolini. That shit is hilarious,
bro. Is that boil?
Colin, Costolini guy, I think he's still in ya, bro. I'm gonna have to exercise it out of you too, bro.
Oh no!
Hey,
there's Costolini. Hey, Costolini.
See, he sounds like an Italian. Oh, wait, so now I sound like Italian. I now got to possess by him.
Bobbity, you gotta possess it.
I know you're not here, Bede, but how many subscribers for that outfit?
That's too much.
Oh, I'm just in the background here, Marty. That's at least another 5 subscribers. Anyways, processes, keep going. Yo, bro, I got that Tomario Ghostolini just possessed my body, bro. I'm going to have to go exercise myself again. So I'll talk to you all later, bro.
Go exercising yourself, eh? I need a bazaar. I need a
sub-tea. And I'll come back to unpossess you, bro. Bro.
Hey, okay.
What is happening in this movie right now?
Are we sure we're not watching Red State?
This is Red State.
They're in
you
a
know
Red
what?
State.
No, you know Zombie what this state. Is? This is Zed State.
I just beat you with Zombie State.
Hey, Bede, on
welcome
your...
Welcome to Sunday School.
Yes, Colin.
On your... Bede versus the Living Dead show that you can see
yes
on every fucking podcast
place.
Yes.
Would you do it? Would you do a zombie kids movie?
Yeah, I probably would.
I mean, aren't we doing a bonus episode on a children's zombie type movie?
Because so.
My kid is obsessed with Zombies the Musical. Oh, on yes, Disney.
Yes, yes.
Bro, I would totally do that. And I'd be like,
I may have to do that episode. I may have to watch those movies for the episode, Colin. So we'll definitely organize
Please,
something.
I would
you
love
should
that.
Do that with Colin and his kids.
Yes.
That Reverend looks like Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman is not in Red State, though.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Ralph Garman is one of the cult members. He actually.
Why can I not even think of who the fuck that is right
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is him. He is. He dies. He's one of the husbands of the wives.
Father. They killed Vincent. Father.
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 You know what would have been amazing? You know what this movie would have made this movie even more amazing? If Bruce Campbell voiced all the characters, including the women.
And the zombies.
And the zombies. Because I'm Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Bro.
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 What is even happening? What the fuck, man?
They worship the zombies.
Yeah.
Oh!
But it's melting.
Yeah, the serum that they put on.
Ew.
I'm so
I'm melting. I'm melting. Oh, what a world. Oh, we could talk.
But he got the good serum.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, not Franklin.
Well, look, it went all grainy again.
That's what happens when you shoot on Super 8.
Yep. Bull.
What's that sound effect?
I think it was Colin.
It wasn't me.
It was the movie. I think that was the top. I think that was the Tarman zombie from Return of the Living Dead back there.
I farted.
That's the weird fart noises, boy.
But
Brr.
It's like Taco Bell shits. It's so bad. Chalk went up for science.
We need science, Professor Science Batch for this.
Yes.
Yes, the Professor of Science should make the zombie serum.
Oh, he's done.
I can make a weed serum.
Ew, he's drooling.
He's about to
die. Oh, wait a minute. That's ectoplasm. Ew.
Ew. Yeah, he's got cum in his mouth. Gross. Ew. He apparently spits.
He doesn't swallow.
Yeah.
Dr. Bo.
Dr. Bo.
They're following me. I'm having a meeting with a ghost.
He's cornering Toby the ghost in there while Louise is trying to get out of there.
Hey, you know, Toby, Toby's a freewheeling spirit. He can do whatever he wants. We do not kink shame on this show.
No, we don't. But isn't Louise hidden somewhere in this church place?
Somewhere? I don't know where, but hopefully somewhere.
Sorry, dude, that was me. I apologize.
It's Geico Taibu.
Yeah, ghost parts really are the worst. I mean, you guys get ectoplasm on like a lot, but like to Mario and Toby, but I don't like that. I'm more chill.
It's beating time.
You just fart on occasion.
I do.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's what happens when you're a party animal.
I mean, I drink a lot of beer, and I get a little gassy, and sometimes I just gotta give it a little,
Oh,
that's much better.
Now, Gaiku Kaibu...
Oh, I double dash! I'm sorry.
What's the timestamp?
One more for the rest.
59:32. There's not long left of this movie.
Do you remember back on the very first episode of this show where we were like a very sensible podcast that just did commentaries for films?
We were never. We've been like this since day one.
I wasn't there, so I
didn't get to listen to the first episode. Oh, we're back.
Oh, it's a mullet again.
1985.
We were like this day uno, down one-ish. Yeet.
Yeet.
Damn, SIDS.
Down SIDS.
If you're not a yeeting.
See, how much would the movie be better if that the female cop was voiced by Bruce Campbell? No, not the doctor.
Everyone should have been voiced by Bruce Campbell.
That is true.
Don't kill him. He's got the hat.
Yeah, he needs that hat.
He's got a new hat.
Ew.
What's up, Mersh?
I could hear that.
Actually, I'm not even a zombie. I just have chlamydia.
He didn't pray it away, so it got worse.
Yeah, he didn't pray it away. I swear to God, that dude thinks I have chlamydia for real.
Yo, bro, listen, bro, calm down, bro.
It away, Cole.
You got the demon chlamydia, bro.
Demon chlamydia.
I gotta get it out of you, bro.
Demon chlamydia.
I'm gonna exercise it out. You're gonna be a brand new man, bro.
Demon chlamydia.
How is he not dead?
That's why. Question is, why aren't you? See, once I get the demon chlamydia out of you, bro, you're gonna be alive. You won't do drugs or alcohol because if you do, they're from the demons, bro.
That's right, bro.
Exactly, bro. So don't do that, bro. I'm gonna get the demons out. I'm gonna get the demon chlamydia out of you, bro. Let me get my instructions, and I'll do it on the next episode. I'll talk to you all later, bros. Bye.
As far as these type of zombie movies, this actually is not a bad one.
Yeah,
no, really not at all. Actually,
I mean, it's no Hell of the Living Dead, but it's all right.
Like fuck.
Oh no! God damn it!
At least this movie doesn't have fucking whatever the fuck that real life cannibal scenes in it. Whatever the fuck that movie had.
At the time, I felt sorry for putting you guys through it, but in hindsight, well, you know what? I'm not sorry.
I didn't watch it, so it's cool.
Well, you know what, Bede? I'm going to give you one of these, and give you one of these, and give you one of these.
I give you one of these, and one of those, and
one of those, and one of these, and then I'm going to choke you, and then I'm going to... I got to rip that. That's getting ripped to the soundboard.
Yeah, that's the thing we needed on the soundboard. That's the best promo I've ever seen.
Oh, the mullet. Went across the ground. Sorry. But that was an obvious slip.
Now, quit it.
Stop shooting me. I'm not a zombie. I just want some chlamydia cream.
Yeah, he needs antibiotics. Yeah.
He needs antibiotics. Either that or he's got to pray it away.
He's got the fungicide. He needs to get his antifungal cream.
Yeah.
Guess what, motherfuckers? I'm hungry.
I mean, this movie shits all over fungicide.
Aww.
It's a lot better made than fungicide.
It is.
No, I mean, that's true, but we should say.
We should say it.
I'll shoot you, Winona Ryder.
Let's do a close-up of our lips for some reason.
Uh-oh. I heard about lip service, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah, push for that one.
I like it when basically Marcy and Batch disagree whenever I do one of my jokes.
Yeah, but the only one that counts is Batch's bubble.
If this movie has taught me anything, you do not turn your back on another hallway. Zombies are just going to jump out and grab you.
Dr. Savini!
Rotary phone!
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Oh, it's Mersh. I can hear Mersh.
Mersh.
Mersh wants to see the zombies.
Nah, she just knows what I'm doing, and
no,
he wants to be annoying. Out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, at Degrassi.
This is what happens. This is what happens when Drake comes back to visit and turns into this.
God damn it, Jimmy!
And his wheelchair—it ruined everything.
It did. It totally did. Poor dude had to get shot in the spot.
I'm so old. I remember OG Degrassi with Joey Jeremiah back in the day.
I do too. I remember back when it was known as Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was Degrassi Junior High.
Oh no, not my mullet.
I mean, I don't think I've seen Degrassi in 20 years.
I think it's on Stan, from what I remember, Marcy. It's on at least the old series.
All right, don't yell at me, but it's on Pluto TV.
Oh.
Coming soon, Tubi.
Coming soon to the Super Network and Pop4D, Pluto Thursdays.
Yeah. Pluto Saturday.
That doesn't ring. Monday, Tuesday.
Pluto
Wednesday.
Sunday, Pluto Monday.
Pluto doesn't work with any day of the week.
Yeah, we just do the Pluto on Patreon.
Pluto on Patreon. There
Pluto
we go.
Pluto Patreon on pick.
Patreon. Pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There it is.
There we go.
That is here.
Shit. Wear comfy a hat.
I've got this wooden cage behind me.
Yes. Oh.
Okay. But there's so much gaps in between the bars. I can easily get in.
Don't take my hat.
No. Don't take my hat.
That's what they're there for, the zombies. They're just there for the hat.
Bede, you need that hat.
I do need that hat.
I know the one little string that kept it together.
Damn it, I knew I should have got Louise's rotary phone instead.
Oh,
so how do we link this movie to Body of Evidence?
That's a good question.
Okay, I hate to do this because I don't... Let's just say the zombie outbreak was caused after Madonna gave Willem Dafoe an STI during their many sex campaigns. And it unleashed the zombie virus.
Okay.
Or is that too much? Or is that too wrong?
I don't know if I buy it.
Madonna had the zombie chlamydia.
Yes.
The zombie serum is just...
She had the demon chlamydia, yes.
Actually, that checks out. The zombie serum is just Willem Dafoe's jizz.
Yes.
Yes. The demon chlamydia came from Madonna.
That's right.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh no! Not our hero.
Not Bruce Campbell.
I want your Bruce Campbell vocal cords. Sorry. Oh! Damn it, they put the hose on me.
Fuck. Give him one of these and give him one
of
those.
Give him one of these.
I like the fact that it's most likely someone off screen just using a hose. At the rain.
No, Raimi.
Rainy Raimi.
He's doing that with a pocket knife, by the way.
Oh!
And it just falls away because it's wood!
Oh, no! Let's see, they just easily... Oh, his face!
My beautiful face!
My hat! Give me my hat
on it.
It's my hat now.
Yeah, he's like, my hat. Give me my hat back.
Oh, he's pulling out his tongue.
Oh.
You don't need to.
He's not going to get a leg up today.
Oh, great. Oh, this is a good thing this is happening because we have new legs for Ninja Terminator 2.
We do.
There's also some new body parts for Brock Connors.
Oh, that is true. Somebody say Brock Connors. I'm sorry I haven't turned up into the episode to do that.
Some new body parts for you, dude.
Oh, I'm very excited. But the funny thing is, I actually was stunt double for that that scientist as well. So basically, I said to the director, if you need to pull my body part for real, you can do it. And they did. And also... Like, I'm also going to get an operation for new body parts. It's the duct tape ain't working no more, everyone. Oh, geez. Oh, no. What? My left testicle just fell out of my nutsack.
Damn,
I'm gonna have to put a Novo tennis ball in there now.
Oh. It's over. Sequel. Ish. They left it open for a sequel.
I was a zombie double in this movie because I'm practically just like these guys. I'm also dead too. Oh, whoa. Oh, damn. Oh, my face just slid off my skull. I'm just an exposed skull right now.
Oh,
I'm going to have to use, go to desperate measures and use a stapler. Hold on 1 second. Oh. Here we go. I feel a lot better now. My face is on there. I may look like a little bit like Leatherface, but that's beside the point.
Whoa.
Oh, he
got Patrick Swayze.
Oh, that's okay, because I'm going to get that throat's going to be transplanted onto me later.
But he's eating it.
Oh, no.
I think the movie's finished.
And yeah, well, nobody survived.
Oh, no. Well,
I better get going because I got to go work on the next Tom Cruise movie before my body starts to fall apart again. So I'll
Human
talk
Squad.
To you
Human Squad.
Bye.
Are they going to hunt humans from now
on? Zombie cops.
Yeah.
Well, there is a movie called Zombie Cop that the director also made.
Is it a follow-up to this?
Probably.
No.
Well, I hope so.
The answer.
Peter Ferry as Raimi with the voice of Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, they should have put that in there.
Bob Dad, Dan Patrick as the Hat.
He's a bogan.
The Hat as himself. Michael Grossi as Gross.
This is Mercer Bead.
Jolene Jacutas as that hairstyle.
Ah!
Robert Cocan as Ralph Garman.
Who's reading these names?
Kokai.
Floyd
Ewing
Jr.
as Machete to the Shoulder.
Machete to the Shoulder.
Blood Spurt.
Roger Graham as fucking Nerd.
Stephen King wannabe.
Yep. Sweaty upper lip.
Maria Markovic as Winona Ryder.
Hi, baby Mersh.
Hi, Mersh.
John Keelog as Tim Burton.
I think you mean Edward Penis Hands.
Yeah.
Scott Spiegel as the director of Intruder.
To say, this kind of has Intruder vibes a little bit.
Jeff Welch as the best mullet ever made.
Jeff Welch as the mullet.
Just the mullet.
Michael Todd as Jason Todd.
Michael Todd as Bad Blackface.
Yeah, apparently.
J.R. Bookwalter as narcissistic director casting himself in a film.
Yes.
Jennifer Mullen as Bull Haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Bull Dyke. John Wedlin as guy who wasn't even really in the movie.
John Wedlang. I'm not sure which one of the two, but they're both fucking nerds. Lester Clark as this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These people were in the movie for 2 seconds. Why are
Michael Tolicho Jr. as Watching Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Tolicho Jr. as one of the megaphone guys.
Barbara Gay as the lead of the birds.
Bill Morrison as
Zombie Vox.
There you go. I couldn't come up with something.
Well, they're going to pad out the runtime somehow, Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Porter and Emilio Corner Nocino Nina Nona as Italian guys with Zombie Cage.
As
Kelly Remnick as this random zombie with a hard hat.
Hood zombie.
And drag. John Keelog and a neat fake head as themselves.
Matt Patrick as TV Mullet.
Yeah.
Jeffrey W. Squad Dudo as, yeah, this is starting to get ridiculous, guy with the credits.
Yeah, for real.
As also coming up, crash. Zombie Wars, Toxic Zombies, Zombie Town, Rising Dead, and Hide and Creep. Oh, and yeah, also, I believe Batch is frozen.
No, no, I'm here. I can see him.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you might have been frozen.
Well, that's the movie, and that's the episode this week.
Indeed.
Yay.
What a crazy episode, guys.
That was a lot of fun. I quite enjoyed that movie, I'm not going to lie.
I bring gold.
You do, Batch. You do bring gold.
But wait until next... Do. Wait until next week.
Oh, God damn it, Pete.
I have the power of veto for next week, so if you're picked shit, I can veto it. Yeah, I do. No. I won it in a competition. No. Yeah, I did.
You can't veto it. It's called voting.
No, if I don't agree with what you picked, I get to veto it.
No.
Veto.
That's how it works. Though. I don't make the rules.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But anyway, so that is the end for this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed this episode 145, only four episodes away from our milestone 150th episode, which we are going to be doing a live episode for, so stay tuned for that. But before we wrap up the show today, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Yes, the 2B Tuesdays podcast is on all podcaster players out there. Please subscribe, like, and comment and all that stuff. We'd like to hear from the people who listen and tell us what you want more or less.
Why do you listen? Why do you listen to our nonsense?
Yes, why do you listen? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? Let's fucking go. And all of it is available. I mean, fucking hell. All the links are in the show notes to this episode, as well as you can find them at our link tree, which is linktr.ee/the2btuesdays podcast. And you can listen to After Dark with Super Marcy. That is also on all the podcast players. Just look it up. And I'm Super Marcy on all the socials, and I'm Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you can keep up to date with what we're watching for this show, as well as what I watch in general with all the weird shit.
Awesome. Ed Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday-ish on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network. Also subscribe to Pop4D for all things like the wrestling tapes and a whole lot more fun. And I challenge every single listener to this show, share this podcast with a friend this week.
Yes.
If you like the show, share this nonsense with somebody else, because we want more people listening to the show.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
That's right.
Exactly. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
TrashPandaPodcast.com. That's it.
And if people want to find me personally, you can find me out there on the internet, on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd, under Bede Jermaine. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and as well as one last promotion, my solo show, Bead vs. the Living Dead, and its spin-off show, Bead and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Come back next Tuesday for my pick.
Yes.
And we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And the big news in Akron tonight is the unexplained appearance of flesh-eating humans. Channel 5 has now learned that this grotesque happening is a reality, and one that is quickly spreading as more and more of these human cannibals appear throughout this area.
Zombies. Hundreds of them.
Look at it! Why won't they die?
The dead are coming to life. It's God's way of annihilating all living forms. It's a damn cult.
We are protecting our dead from you, people. If it is God's wish to destroy us with our own kind, then so be it. Wake up, my children. It's feeding time.